Leviticus 19:20 through Leviticus 21. Now, if a man has sexual relations with a woman who is a slave acquired for another man, but who has in no way been redeemed nor given her freedom, there shall be punishment. They shall not, however, be put to death, because she was not free. He shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord to the doorway of the tent of meeting, a ram as a guilt offering. The priest shall also make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering before the Lord for his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed will be forgiven him. Now, when you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. For 3 years it shall be forbidden to you, it shall not be eaten. And in the fourth year all its fruit shall be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. But in the fifth year you shall eat its fruit, so that its yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat any meat with the blood. You shall not practice divination nor soothsaying. You shall not round off the hairline of your heads, nor trim the edges of your beard. You shall not make any cuts in your body for the dead, nor make any tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord. Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute, so that the land does not fall into prostitution, and the land does not become full of outrageous sin. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You shall stand up in the presence of the gray-headed and honor elders, and you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. When a stranger resides with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no wrong in judgment, in measurement of weight, or volume. You shall have accurate balances, accurate weights, an accurate ephah, and an accurate hin. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. You shall keep all my statutes and all my ordinances, and do them. I am the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also say to the sons of Israel, Anyone from the sons of Israel, or from the strangers residing in Israel, who gives any of his children to Moloch, shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will also set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given some of his children to Molech, so as to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. If the people of the land, however, should ever disregard that man when he gives any of his children to Molech, so as not to put him to death, then I myself will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut off from among their people both him and all those who play the prostitute with him, by playing the prostitute with Molech. As for the person who turns to mediums and to spiritists to play the prostitute with them, I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. You shall consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. So you shall keep my statutes and practice them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. If there is anyone who curses his father or mother, he shall certainly be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, and has brought his own death upon himself. If there is a man who commits adultery with another man's wife, one who commits adultery with his friend's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death. If there is a man who sleeps with his father's wife, he has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them must be put to death. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves. If there is a man who sleeps with his daughter-in-law, both of them must be put to death. They have committed incest. and they have brought their own deaths upon themselves. If there is a man who sleeps with a male as those who sleep with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They must be put to death. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves. If there is a man who marries a woman and her mother, it is an outrageous sin. Both he and they shall be burned with fire, so that there will be no such outrageous sin in your midst. If there is a man who has sexual intercourse with an animal, he must be put to death. You shall also kill the animal. If there is a woman who approaches any animal to mate with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They must be put to death. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves. If there is a man who takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, so that he sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a disgrace, and they shall be cut off in the sight of the sons of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He bears his guilt. If there is a man who sleeps with a menstruous woman and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood. So both of them shall be cut off from among their people. You shall also not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister or your father's sister, for such a one has uncovered his blood relative. They will bear their guilt. If there is a man who sleeps with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They will bear their sin. They will die childless. If there is a man who takes his brother's wife, it is detestable. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They will be childless. You are therefore to keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, so that the land to which I am bringing you to live will not vomit you out. Furthermore, you shall not follow the customs of the nation which I am going to drive out before you, because they did all these things. Therefore, I have felt disgust for them. So I have said to you, you are to take possession of their land, and I myself will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has singled you out from the peoples. You are therefore to make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, and between the unclean bird and the clean. And you shall not make yourselves detestable by animal, or by bird, or by anything that crawls on the ground, which I have distinguished for you as unclean. So you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have singled you out from the peoples to be mine. Now a man or a woman who is a medium or a spiritist must be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. They have brought their own deaths upon themselves. Then the Lord said to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, no one shall defile himself for a dead person among his people, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother. Also for his virgin sister, who is near to him, because she has not had a husband. For her he may defile himself. He shall not defile himself as a relative by marriage among his people, so as to profane himself. They shall not shave any area on their heads bald, nor shave off the edges of their beards, nor make any cuts in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God, and not profane the name of their God, because they present the offerings by fire to the Lord, the food of their God, so they shall be holy. They shall not take a woman who is a prostitute and profaned, nor shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for he is holy to his God. You shall consecrate him, therefore, because he offers the food of your God. He shall be holy to you, for I, the Lord, who sanctifies you, am holy. Also, the daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by prostitution, she profanes her father. She shall be burned with fire. The priest who is highest among his brothers, on whose head the anointing oil has been poured, and who has been consecrated to wear the garments, shall not uncover his head nor tear his clothes. Nor shall he approach any dead person, nor defile himself even for his father or his mother, nor shall he leave the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is on him. I am the Lord. He shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or one who is profaned by prostitution, these he shall not take, but rather he is to marry a virgin of his own people, so that he will not profane his children among his people, for I am the Lord who sanctifies him. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, saying, None of your descendants throughout their generations who has an impairment shall approach to offer the food for his God. For no one who has an impairment shall approach. A man who is blind, or one who limps, or one who has a slit nose, or one with any conspicuous feature, or someone who has a broken foot or broken hand, or a contorted back, or one who is a dwarf, or has a spot in his eye, or a festering rash, or scabs, or crushed testicles, no man among the descendants of Aaron, the priest, who has an impairment, is to come forward to offer the Lord's offerings by fire, since he has an impairment. He shall not come forward to offer the food of his God. He may eat the food of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not come up to the veil or approach the altar, since he has an impairment, so that he does not profane my sanctuaries, for I am the Lord who sanctifies them. So Moses spoke to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel. Luke 12. Under these circumstances, after so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were stepping on one another, he began saying to his disciples, first of all, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Now I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed someone, has the power to throw that person into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are 5 sparrows not sold for 2 asaria? And yet not one of them has gone unnoticed in the sight of God. But even the hairs on your head are all counted. Do not fear, you are more valuable than a great number of sparrows. Now I say to you, everyone who confesses me before the people, the Son of Man will also confess him before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before people will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Now, when they bring you before the synagogues, and the officials, and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense, or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now, someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, You there, who appointed me a judge or arbiter over the two of you? But he said to them, Beware, and be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one is affluent does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, The land of a rich man was very productive. And he began thinking to himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? And he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and I will store all my grain and my goods there. And I will say to myself, You have many goods stored up for many years to come. Relax, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, You fool! This very night your soul is demanded of you. And as for all that you have prepared, who will own it now? Such is the one who stores up treasure for himself, and is not rich in relation to God. And he said to his disciples, For this reason I tell you, do not worry about your life, as to what you are to eat, nor for your body, as to what you are to wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, that they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds! And which of you, by worrying, can add a day to his lifespan? Therefore, if you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about the other things? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither labor nor spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you? You of little faith! And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things are what the nations of the world eagerly seek, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be provided to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near, nor does a moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be prepared, and keep your lamps lit. You are also to be like people who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door for him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you, that he will prepare himself to serve, and have them recline at the table, and he will come up and serve them, whether he comes in the second watch or even the third, and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not think he will. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, My master will take a long time to come, and he begins to beat the other slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, then the master of that slave will come on a day that he does not expect, at an hour that he does not know, and he will cut him in two, and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will, and did not get ready, or act in accordance with his will receive many blows. But the one who did not know it, and committed acts deserving of a beating, will receive only a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I came to provide peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he was also saying to the crowds, whenever you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, a shower is coming. And so it turns out. And whenever you feel a south wind blowing, you say, it will be a hot day. And it turns out that way. You hypocrites. You know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky. But how is it that you do not know how to analyze this present time? And why do you not even judge by yourselves what is right? For when you are going with your accuser to appear before the magistrate, on the way, make an effort to settle with him, so that he does not drag you before the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out of there until you have paid up the very last lepton. 1 Corinthians 6. Does any one of you, when he has a case against his neighbor, dare to go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? If the world is judged by you, are you not competent to form the smallest law courts? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more matters of this life? So if you have law courts dealing with matters of this life, do you appoint them as judges who are of no account in the church? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not among you anyone wise who will be able to decide between his brothers and his sisters, but brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers? Actually, then it is already a defeat for you, that you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather suffer the wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? On the contrary, you yourselves do wrong and defraud. And this to your brothers and sisters? Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor those habitually drunk, nor verbal abusers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. All things are permitted for me, but not all things are of benefit. All things are permitted for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. However, God will do away with both of them. But the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are parts of Christ? Shall I then take away the parts of Christ and make them parts of a prostitute? Far from it. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says, the two shall become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every other sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? And that you are not your own, for you have been bought for a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Proverbs 20:10-20. Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are abominable to the Lord. It is by his deeds that a boy distinguishes himself. If his conduct is pure and right, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made both of them. Do not love sleep, or you will become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food. Bad, bad, says the buyer. But when he goes his way, then he boasts. There is gold and an abundance of jewels, but lips of knowledge are a more precious thing. Take his garment when he becomes guarantor for a stranger, and for foreigners, seize a pledge for him. Bread obtained by a lie is sweet to a person, but afterward, his mouth will be filled with gravel. Prepare plans by consultation, and make war by wise guidance. One who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a gossip. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in time of darkness. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" I remember these things and pour out my soul within me, for I used to go over with the multitude and walk them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude celebrating a festival. Why are you in despair, my soul? And why are you restless within me? Wait for God, for I will again praise him. For the help of his presence, my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan, and the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have passed over me. The Lord will send his goodness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' Why are you in despair, my soul? And why are you restless within me? Wait for God, for I will again praise him, for the help of his presence, my God."